This is an I Am Listening exclusive podcast.
If you're sitting there feeling totally helpless, in the end, I don't think that's going to do you any good anyway. So I think if something matters to you and you're taking action, to view that as a bit of self-care, definitely self-care for me. Yeah. When I get incredibly, you know, apprehensive and anxious about, like, you know, the heat waves and the fires and the things that really, really...
You're a doer though, aren't you?
A doer. Because then that means that that's my way of being able to do something when I'm scared.
Hello and welcome to this Tread Lightly podcast from us at the Raynham Eco Hub. My name is Kaylee.
And I'm Liz.
And this podcast is where we delve a little bit deeper into those conversations with local everyday heroes that are doing small and impactful changes. We hope that you get as much out of this as me and Liz do, and that you also laugh just as much too.
So in today's episode, we talk about what it is that brings you joy. Discussing climate change and the loss of biodiversity can be a bit of a heavy old subject sometimes. And so it's really important when you're dealing in this space to try and make sure you find space and time for yourself to find the moments of joy and find the success stories. So today we're just going to have a chat about what it is within this space of environmentalism that brings us joy.
Hello and welcome to this podcast of Tread Lightly with the Raynham Eco Hub with me, Kaylee, and
me, Liz. Hey,
you're right.
How are you?
I am all right today.
You're all right?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm all right. A bit stressed how hot it is for October. Everyone's going, oh, the weather's so glorious. Isn't it wonderful?
Say that. Did you? Yeah. Well, it's just weird, isn't it? It
stresses me out.
I literally went out today in jeans and a jumper with a vest top underneath. I lugged 5 million boxes. I was sweating and melting. And I was walking around with a vest top on.
Dread it. I literally hate it. It scares me.
Disgusting, isn't it?
And then, like, everyone goes, oh my God, isn't the weather lovely? And I'm going, oh my God, like, it's terrifying. So trying to keep my head. So chatting to you and doing this kind of stuff is really good.
We're looking for joy today.
We are looking for joy. How do you find joy and get enjoyment when you are volunteering, working, taking action in a space that is incredibly heavy and scary and can feel a bit hopeless? Is that about right?
Yeah, because I think when Liz and I and a couple of friends went to the big one, the protest in London in April 21st, in fact. Gosh, that's etched in my memory. It was such a powerful day for me, right?
It was unbelievable.
Wasn't it?
Unbelievable.
But it was one of those things where it was really, really powerful for a whole million different reasons. But one of the things that I heard somebody say that might have been walking with us or in conversation with us, they were like, there are 5 million things that I would rather be doing than this.
Yeah.
And I thought, mate, you've just spoken words that I haven't had the words to say. And they're simple words, they're not profound, but ultimately, when you're in a space where you're fighting for an injustice such as climate change, it's heavy, right? And it takes such a big, big toll on you. We are going to find the joy in a minute, I promise. But it takes such a big toll on you that you do sit there and think, yeah, well, I'm doing this, but I'm not doing it because I want to do it.
Yeah.
I would rather be at home with my kids, mm-hmm. down the beach, playing, doing something that does actually bring me alive and bring me joy. But then I'm conflicted because actually, I don't know how you felt after the protest.
But I mean, it was amazing, but I booked today's annual leave for that.
I was just about to say, how inconvenient.
I know. And why am I using a day's annual leave to go on a protest in London and spend 30 odd quid on the train and not be able to pick my kids up from school? But it still felt like the right thing to do. But if you talk to other people would you take annual leave to go on a protest, like, understandably, of course people wouldn't necessarily,
through choice.
No one wants to have to do that, but at the same time, it was still the most uplifting, incredible experience, and I'm so pleased I did. But to step into this space, because it needs stepping into, means that there are some, like, crap decisions like that, albeit we had an amazing day. It's still, like you say, it's not what we'd rather not have to do.
Yeah. And I think that you, using that example of you took annual leave to go on a protest, to put your voice with over 100,000, by the way, to then not have any press coverage of that weekend.
It's insane, wasn't it?
Insane.
The only press coverage was...
Oh, yeah. Go on.
I think that there was speculation that the protest was going to sabotage the marathon.
Yeah, that is it.
And everyone was like, we're not sabotaging the marathon. What the hell are you going on about? The press were desperate for there to be a problem and for people there to want to spoil something in London create an issue.
Wasn't that the head of the London Marathon? He was like, no, it's been really well organised, actually. And she was like, oh.
In which case, we've got nothing
to report
on here.
Ain't got no bloody story. See you later.
Instead of the 100,000 people protesting against, inaction against climate change. But yeah, the press, therefore, because there was no trouble, saw no story and it wasn't reported.
Awful. But you saying you're taking annual leave, it's kind of how we come up with this idea of this topic for this podcast, because a lot of people that are within our circles, in our community, in Raynham, that are involved in environmental work, they work full-time, part-time jobs, right? In whatever sense that looks like, traditional or non-traditional.
Busy families. Commitments.
And yet they take annual leave. They take time away from, family stuff. They take away time from this, that and the other to be able to give to this stuff. So how the heck are you meant to, sustain yourself?
Yeah.
Keep yourself afloat in all of that stuff? It's a really important topic that I think I want to chat with you, because there are little things that I have been doing, but you still get worked up and you get carried away and then you have to rein it back in and stuff. But what are you thinking?
I think if I take work life, home life, if you've got something which really, really troubles you and you're really worried about and you're really passionate about and you don't scratch that itch and you don't take care of something that matters to you, I think it will naturally spill over anyway.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there feeling totally helpless, in the end, I don't think that's going to do you any good anyway. So I think if something matters to you and you're taking action, to view that as a bit of self-care, definitely self-care for me when I get incredibly, apprehensive and anxious about the heat waves and the fires and the things that really, really...
You're a doer though, aren't you?
A doer. Because then that means that that's my way of being able to do something when I'm scared.
But what am I?
Feeling hopeless.
So when you're anxious and you're worried and you're sad, you're a doer. And then when I'm anxious, worried and sad, what am I?
Well, you say that you go...
I'm a hermit.
Hide.
Yeah, I do.
But then maybe you...
Because I need to process...
But you take different things from this, though, in the sense that, so answer the question back then, how do you and why do you in your busy life find time to do this kind of stuff?
I find time because I couldn't think of anything worse than my kids being older and then not knowing that I tried absolutely everything that I possibly could to make people see what's happening, I think. And so I absolutely will always make time for that, as well as other things that are injustices that I fight for, that I believe, really, really believe in. But when it all gets a bit too much, because I have realised over time, I am an all or nothing kind of person.
10 or none.
Yeah.
I think you're very hard on yourself, but I think your own reflections
I don't think that's, not in a bad way, but I do think I'm either all in or I'm not, and there's no real in between. So I go 100 miles an hour, burn out, got no fuel, and then I have to start back from the beginning and work my way back up again. And it's frustrating, but I need to work out what a healthy balance of that is. So I guess that's why, just having this conversation is like therapy, really. It's quite free,
so helpful, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think what you're probably better at than you realise you are is you will go and swim in the sea, go down to the beach.
I love it. When we went to Whitstable earlier, didn't we? We went
so
and had
nice.
A away day, and I was like, can we just, before we go home, can I just go and have a swim in the sea? And then, did you see a bloody dog?
Got a leg scratch from a dog. She's
not,
like, sorry,
no, not
dog.
Just a leg scratch, mate. He basically split my leg open.
I know.
And he didn't
she
really.
She was like, sorry about that. And I'm like, she's literally bleeding from her leg. It's fine. She's in her zen space swimming in the sea. So she's
It was
fine.
So nice. It was actually nice.
It
but yeah,
so
you're right.
Nice.
And now I can do that sort of stuff.
And also last night when we were around here talking about something different and you were putting your daughter to bed and you were like, oh, let's watch a bit of telly together before you go to bed. And you're watching Project Camp. For anyone who doesn't know Project Camp, it is a person who's bought a piece of land in Portugal and they are testing with these really clever people around the world, more sustainable ways of living off grid. And living more at one with the land and stuff. And
that is my joy.
It's so lovely. And just to think that you settle down and watch that with your kids before you go to bed, just watching little off-grid,
that is still
a way that you're bringing your kids and learning stuff at the same time. And that That's a thing that you're doing.
Can we just talk about Project Camp?
Oh my God, I need to get Project Camp on here.
Do you? Oh, could you imagine?
It's cool.
It's cool. That was such a good accent. What's your favourite episode?
I do like all the mimosa clearing stuff because in my head I go, don't cut the trees now.
I knew you was going to say that. I was so confused. But me and my daughter watching that, Bella, we were so confused by why they were clearing it all. But it.
Oh, and then they just find the little oak trees and the natural trees and they protect them so much. And the idea is that these mimosas of their invasive species. And
a mimosa a drink?
Don't know.
And it a cocktail?
I don't know.
Sorry, I cut you off. Go on.
But they're cutting them down to basically allow the native trees to survive because they have huge forest fires that these invasive species just catch fire so fast. And that is like the biggest fear for me is fire. So they're making it more sustainable and bringing nature back.
It's
nature
isn't
living within the mimosas. So I think that's been really interesting for me because it's been a really big learning piece because I go, just let the trees live. But they're cleverer than me and they're more educated and they...
I don't think they're more clever than you.
Well, they get it. And so I'm going, thank you. That makes so much more sense. Yeah. And yeah, I watch
They explain it well. They do explain it very well, don't they?
They're like making like fire escapes so that it's not surrounded by all these invasive species.
Oh, I haven't got to that bit yet, have they?
Yeah, they're making an exit route for like if the place sets on if there's a forest fire. So how do they get out if it's surrounded by all of this stuff? And there's me in my garden thinking I'm doing great things by like letting anything grow, but actually like it's been really educational for me to go,
it's okay to have some stuff that's not there. Yeah,
so I quite like them ones, even though it's cutting trees down. But then you see them like just celebrating this tiny little oak and like building a little protection thing around it. What about you? We've gone on to a Project Camp podcast.
Oh, I know, right? I know, but that's all right, right?
Yeah.
My favourite one, I was hoping that you'd ask me this. My favourite one is, I think it might be a new episode where they've made the toilet. They've made a compostable toilet.
The toilet one.
Of which none of my family are convinced by compostable toilets, but I'm all for them personally. But anyway, that's another topic for another day. But they've put a new roof on it because they put a roof on already. And then, so the whole thing is they try stuff to see if that's, you know, better or worse or whatever. And they've now got a new roof, which they've made from cans. Have you seen it?
It's so beautiful. I love
it. So they get like a can of pop and they cut the top off and the bottom off, cut it down the middle, like make it flat, and then like weave them together to make this.
It looks so cool as well, the different colours and stuff.
Yeah, and that creative brain to be able to do that is just so... He wasn't wearing gloves though. I mean, I was watching him thinking, you're going to split your hand.
I know.
My nan used to go mad if I would put my finger inside the hole of a can. And this dude's like proper slicing the thing off. But yeah, I mean, that brings me joy. So when I do go into my little hole, I do that. Yeah. Whereas you then go and do, you know, you need to get all this stuff out of your head, don't you? And put stuff out on paper and socials and stuff. And
but
that's
is that,
really
is,
good.
You know, is that...
There's no right or wrong.
I guess there isn't, no. But it's a case of just not being shackled down by not being able to take action because you can't work out how to make it fit, or feeling so overwhelmed because... Yeah, you've got nowhere to put that worry. Yeah. And so in the end, you end up doing nothing. How can you make it work with a busy family? And I mean, obviously Project Camp with your kids before bed is like genius idea, but what other kind of stuff could you think you could involve the family in if you still wanted to get involved?
I think like families around here are really good at, I always see families, especially at weekends, going out litter picking together.
That's cute.
And I think actually that's something that I've learned, right, is that it's not necessarily just about you, is it? It's about you doing the stuff, but then that feeds into the other people that you love and that you care about because they can see that they love you and care about you and they can see that that's important to you. So therefore, you end up doing, you know, stuff like that together. I know there's lots of, there's been loads of like local tree watering walks and stuff, and I've gone along with Bella and the dog and that with that. So I think it's like doing stuff like that, isn't it, that kind of
let the kids come and do it too,
come and and so it doesn't need to be, oh, you know, we'll every single mum or dad will struggle with like this whole thing of, you'll relate to me, I need to get a sitter, I need, you know, I haven't, just bring the kids along, mate.
Chances are they will really enjoy it. Do you want to live more sustainably, but you just don't know where to start?
Did you, like me, sign up for Veganuary and accidentally buy chicken sausages on day two?
Does the whole eco thing leave you feeling confused and sometimes overwhelmed? If so, this is the podcast for you.
Remember to check us out on our socials on Facebook and Instagram, The Raynham Eco Hub.
We did a little beach clean at Minster a little while back and my son found like a shark egg case. And I was like, that's a bit plastic. Threw it in the bin. Like it's like, I don't know if it's
shark egg. They have lots of shark teeth down there actually. Is that I'm thinking of a culvert. No, ignore me.
It was in Minster and it looked like a piece of plastic. So I threw it away. He's like, it's a shark egg case. And I was like, it's plastic. So I threw it away because I'm a horrible person. And then went home and like, he was like, this is it. Showed me a picture of what shark egg cases look like. And I was like, oh. Yeah, it is. So we went back again to go and find some more shark egg cases. But again, that's him like teaching me that feels like plastic, looks like plastic, but it's actually like a shark egg case.
That's
and I'm
so
like,
cool.
Oh, wow, he taught me that. So that's really cool.
But he has got that brain. He wants to be a marine biologist, doesn't he? So I do think that I learned so much more from Bella than I can pass down to her, which is the way that you want it to be, right? Because ultimately... they're going to be the ones that's inheriting
get it,
stuff.
Don't and, they? Yeah, I really love it. Your Bella's really good at vintage, and my daughter is too. So she's 14, and she was showing me yesterday the kind of clothes that she was looking at with her friends on Shein, and she was like, "I'd love a dress like that." And I was like, "Fill your boots, go find it on vintage." And she knows if she looks on vintage,
is
price,
that a free ticket?
It's a free ticket.
Is that mum? You can buy what I can buy whatever.
Oh,
I want.
She can get round me like 100 times over if she's like, "I found this dress on vintage," and I'm like, "Put it in the basket."
We've just had the same conversation about
have
bikes.
You?
Yeah, because bikes, mate. Do you know how much a bike
it's
is?
It's mental, isn't it?
Freaking insane. Anyway, he's gone on to Halford. So I think it is onto a bike shop.
Other bike shops are available.
He's gone onto a bike shop and said they do this. What's it called?
Like a buyback scheme kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's cycle to school. I don't know something. And then they sell secondhand bikes.
That's cool.
So he was like, I'm never going to buy a £500 bike. One, I ain't got the money, and two, I ain't spending £500 on a bike. But because he's found it that it's secondhand. It's a couple
free
hundred
ticket.
Quid. Fill your boots,
it's
mate.
Mad,
so it's the same
it?
Thing, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. They, but she wouldn't even think now, you know.
Anything of it.
Well, no, but also no. If she was going to spend like, you know, buy 5-10 things on Shein, she knows that I'm probably going to go, nah. But if she kind of goes, or any other website, if she goes down the route of, you know, looking for stuff secondhand, then it's just an easier ride and just then becomes... much more normal. One of the other things that I thought was really cool, Kerry, who is like literally like the environmental expert, she recommended a thing called Friendly Guppy Friend, which you wash your clothes in and it catches microplastics from synthetic fibres.
I've missed this on the WhatsApp group. I caught the tail end of it. Tell me everything.
Well, it arrived today, so I need to try it. But what it looks like, it's the size to fill a bag of your washing.
Yeah.
And then literally the end of it, like there's two little corners where it catches the synthetic plastic.
Shut up.
That would otherwise go into the waterways. And you just remove it as a piece of rubbish and pop it in the
no,
bin.
No, it's not.
I know. So I'm going to give it a try. But those kind of things where I think it was 4, 5, 6 quid. It wasn't a huge amount of money. That is going to add zero extra jobs for me. It's going to add zero amount of extra time. I mean, I've got to pop it in a bag to wash it.
Is it big then?
Yeah, because I thought it was going to be like, I'm going to have to just put
your knickers in.
Yeah, just find my synthetic clothes and that was it. But I could put a whole load in there. I'll do a video and put it on the hub page. But does it work? Does it not? I don't know. But imagine if that works. And then that is a way to be a bit more environmental doing nothing other than just putting it in a bag instead of. So I'll report back on that. But those kind of wins. I love those kind of wins.
What easy things that you can just do without even thinking. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Tricky, tricky, isn't it? What else? What else can we do? Let's do one more thing before we wrap up. Super, super, super easy win if you're busy working mum, your hands are tied behind your back, you're feeling super, super stressed.
I mean, I would just say Project Camp, Project Camp, Project Camp, because
until your brain is soft and gentle.
No, I think if I'm honest, so things like doing this, right, talking to other people that get it, I think that makes such a massive difference. And I know we always bang on about that, but I think when you find your people, it takes such a weight off your shoulders that you feel like you're not. Someone said this to me the other day, like, oh, problem shared and all that. And I thought,
It is though, isn't it? Because then you kind of, it is all of our responsibility, but it's not solely our responsibility. Mm. We do need to share that with the shoulders of other people around us. So I think talking, I think connecting. I think if you are already doing things in your home with your family or without your family for, you know, environmental stuff, you want to get on to doing more stuff. Because we had the community awards on Saturday and lots of people that had come along with the people that had been nominated going, oh, I'd really love to get involved in this and I'd really like to give more time. I just, you know, everything's just so busy and I just don't know how to find time and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And I think that in Raynham, we've got a really good way, a good pathway by which if you go to yourself, oh, I would like to get involved, but I don't really know what my thing is. I don't know what my skill set is, because that's part of the problem as well, isn't it? You go, oh, I don't really know who would want me. What could I do? Then we've got a thing called Green Drinks, which is the first Monday of every month. We meet in a local pub. Check out on our Facebook and socials for the details for that. But just going along to that and being able to say, hey, how are you? You know, and then you just get to meet other people that are doing other stuff and you can kind of see how that could like fit into, and then it's a bit like a bug, I will warn you, isn't it?
I think it is, because everybody's so, so lovely.
And they're all there for the right same reasons, which is they want to do good and they want where they live and where they work and where they bring up their children to just be better.
Yeah. And also I think there's no one person that's saying that, you know, it's not like a job, this is what you should be doing. Like everybody recognises that everybody's got their own capacity, everybody's got their own interests, everybody's got their own trigger points and their own worries and their own brain space. Yeah. And so the nice thing about the hub is that people just do what they can do within their space. It's very cool.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit broad because I think it's really hard to describe on a podcast. But come along, come and chat to us, because the one thing that I love is meeting new people. I love meeting new people and hearing how they found us and kind of what they want to do and what their journey is. I love, love, love that. So if that's you and you're listening, you're thinking, I'll pop along to Green Drinks. Come along and see me. Yeah, be nice. Have a chat. Thank you. As always, when we do these, we go completely off at a tangent, but I quite like these ones.
I do too. And it makes me feel so much better just having a chat, just brain dumping. It's big, isn't it? But it's big, but it's also absolutely lovely.
It is. So whatever you're doing in and around Kent this weekend, don't be scared by the sunshine. Try and take a little bit of joy with the people that you've got around you. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Raynham Eco Hub's Tread Lightly podcast. If, like us, you're trying to be more sustainable, then like and subscribe to get notified when we release new episodes, or even better, share with your friends and family. Hope you enjoyed today's episode, and thank you for joining us. Stay safe, keep going, and find us on socials. Cheers, guys.
This has been an I Am Listening exclusive podcast. For more information, head over to our website, iam-listening.co.uk.